There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, 1207 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all along. Another couple hours to get to hang out. That's good. Here's how you get in touch. I know a lot of y'all already know, but for the new people, first of all, welcome. Glad to have you here. The phone number and the text line are the same. 343-0106. 343-0106. You're in the 251. If you have to use that, 251-343-0106, which, by the way, I had the story like 2 weeks ago. We are getting another area code in Alabama, not in our area, but like central Alabama. So we'll be up to four or something like that. But that's a whole nother show. Also, as we get started, reminder, too, you can use the FM Talk 106.5 app. Front page of that app, there's a microphone icon. If you'll press that, lets you record a message. Emails it to the show and I can play it back here on the air. And today is going to be cut off. And I got some really good questions last night emailed to me. Thank you. I'm going to make like this evening around, let me put it like official. Here's about time, little after dinner time tonight, because that's why I check the emails before going to bed. There'll be the cutoff. What I'm saying is send your question. If you're a citizen of Mobile, okay, send your question in to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. Okay, I know a lot of, I've seen them come up on the text line. Y'all don't do that because we get so many texts that get lost in the mix. So just send me an email, Sean at fmtalk1065.com. And, you know, give me your name. I'll redact your last name. I'll just use a first name when we ask the question. But what, you know, you live in what part of town and what's your question for the mayoral candidates? And we're going to get the last of those into the mix because Thursday at noon at the Convention Center at the Business Expo, we'll be doing our mayoral event, all four candidates there from noon to two with your questions and my questions. And I had a question about this earlier today. You're absolutely invited to be there in person. I know there's going to be lots of you listening on air and on our streaming, but you can be there in person. I think it's $5 with your business card to get into the, and it's actually a good event too for business folks to walk around and network and all that. But $5, I think, gets you in with your business card to the Business Expo, and you can come in and watch it happen in person from noon to two down at the Convention Center. All right. So with that being said, we bring on our guest. It is a second Tuesday of the month, and Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch.
Yep, glad to be here on this sunshiny day.
Yeah, beautiful. But listen, we need some rain too. Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Well, I mean, every wash day above down the your, dirt is a good day.
Yeah, right. We're on the right side of the grass, and that's a good thing. A lot to talk about with you, and reminder, y'all, this is your chance to ask the sheriff. You've got the sheriff sitting right here. You got a question about, we've had questions about everything.
I can't think of many topics we haven't covered.
But if you got a question, I mean, that you're like, I wonder why, or why do they do this, or can they do this? This is your chance to ask that on the text line or the phone line at 343-0106. Let me rip our first question here from the headlines of today. I'm watching what's going on with D.C., with President Trump federalizing law enforcement in D.C., bringing the National Guard into the mix. And your thoughts on this at this point?
Well, I mean, you've got a, and this is in many of the blue, like hard blue states, that they're a failed society when it comes to protecting their citizens. You know, I think in one particular case, a person was out on probation after committing a murder and committed other crimes, and they have so many carjackings there. I mean, I think he's well within his rights to, you know,
constitutionally, he can. Yeah. I had to study up on that real fast because I'm, you know, I got my knee-jerk reaction for posse comitatus and all that. But he constitutionally can do this for a limited time in D.C.
He can, and my understanding is that several federal agencies around the country, DEA, FBI, HSI are all being, or a number of them from every office is being deployed to D.C. to basically do patrols. And I do have some questions about that because, you know, federal agents typically can only make federal arrests.
Right.
So not sure how that's going to play out.
I did hear, and this was more for the National Guard troops, and it was very similar to what had happened on the border. They couldn't do the main job of law enforcement, but they could back up law enforcement, maybe doing clerical. I don't know.
They can back up, and you know, they can physically help should the need arise.
So, I mean, could you attack – the way I'm seeing it is if that officer – let's say you got those federal HSI and DEA and all that. If they're attached to a D.C. cop, the D.C. cop has the arrest function
right,
there,
and they
right?
become a support. Yeah, and that's much like how the task forces work here. I mean, we've got...
Right, you get these memorandums of understanding.
Yep. We have deputies assigned to HSI, to DEA, to the marshals, to ATF. So
How does that work? So describe, like, so they're going to go do something. Now, you have a deputy there that can enforce state law, yep. county constitutional county law. But then you got the federal, like you, so you come up on a scene or whatever, you decide what the violation is and that either the deputy or the federal agent steps forward or how does
it typically what happens, the local law enforcement, whether it's a deputy, police officer, whatever, they will go ahead and take action because the process is so much faster.
Okay.
And then the feds will adopt the case, you know, and if it's something really egregious, you know, they can do a complaint, which is basically a warrant. But their standard thing they like to do is indict, which takes about a month.
But again, that's the stuff you've explained to me before, like on the gun charges before and how, you know, we were talking about how it takes longer, but there were more teeth in the federal law on that. But maybe this doesn't make sense, but y'all pull up somewhere, I don't know, and somebody runs, you know, for like, does the federal agent also give chase along with the deputy or like?
All depends on the situation. I mean, there are times that they do.
Okay.
And you're certainly not going to leave a fellow law enforcement person, regardless of jurisdiction, not going to leave them hanging by themselves.
So like in D.C., let's say this is going on, D.C. cop pulls over, you know, whatever. So the person's doing the suspect of a carjacking or whatever. That carjack person runs. D.C. cop, I know, is after him.
Well, carjacking is a federal crime. So,
okay. Well, there you go. Give me something, Sheriff.
Yeah. Carjacking is a federal crime. So let's just say a robbery to an individual.
Okay.
You know, not involving a vehicle. Then
okay.
You know, that's a local crime or state crime.
Okay.
And, you know, certainly
that person takes off. So the D.C. cop chases. Does the federal officer?
Yes. Yeah. They're not going to let an armed person. Okay. An officer pursue an armed person.
They don't do something like, oh, it's not my jurisdiction. I got to stand right here.
You know, and then if you really just want to throw a curveball into it, every citizen has the right to detain a criminal as a citizen.
Is that?
Because I mean, it's not
the
not
citizen's arrest
smart,
thing.
But it's, I mean, you have a right to detain somebody if it's a serious crime. I mean, that's your right as a citizen.
If you choose to.
Yeah, now,
depends on how big a fellow you are.
The potential liability that goes along with that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it depends on how big a fellow you are and how big they are when you look at this. So to bring it back here to the state, thought about this and had things bowling over in my head, not to give away too many things, but I got an event coming up on Thursday. In the city of Mobile, for example, is there an analog here if the executive, which would be a mayor, would say, I need to call in the state, which would be that same kind of level, right? Because I know they were deployed. Leo was deployed to Montgomery for a while, and maybe they're still there. Would a mayor be able to call in Leo to help them with law enforcement in the city?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's, you know, that's what that task force was designed for, to be able to deploy around the state as needed. You know, unfortunately, there are some, you know, counties and cities where that is needed. You know, and you know, a couple months ago, that assistance was offered to me to help with Pritchard, and we don't need it yet. But
even
may come that we
okay. So outside of county, outside of city level, as a county, as the chief law enforcement of the county, you could talk to Aaliyah with the state and say, Aaliyah, come with us.
I need some help. you know, this is the operation that, you know, the problems we're having, and this operation we have in plan needs your assistance, you know, with manpower and, you know, resources, and that's what they do.
What would be, not to, I'm not giving any criminals any ideas, so
yeah,
what would be that level where you go, you know what, I am going to get on the phone to Aaliyah?
Yeah, if the numbers, you know, when I say numbers of violent crimes in whatever community, I'm using Pritchard as an example,
mm-hmm.
but in any community, if the violent crime got to such a level that it was just out of hand and we couldn't,
you didn't have enough
didn't
deputies
have the resources or to handle it, and so, you know, they come in and provide a number of assistance in a number of ways. I mean, they've got air support, they've got vehicles and personnel. And
so it would be, but they would be working with y'all. You would say, okay, we're about to go do this. They'd be standing there with your deputies. You'd be talking to them about, I'm just, maybe I've seen too many TV shows that you know, the deputies in there and all these guys in there and say, okay, here's what we're going to do.
It would be a partnership. Absolutely. You know, and they've got a beautiful mobile command center that, you know, they usually roll out on stuff like that.
So it is an option. Even so, there is like a state to county version of what's being discussed at a federal level.
There is.
Of course, that wouldn't be military, so it wouldn't be posse comitatus, but it would be the state law enforcement acting alongside the county law enforcement.
Yep. Interesting. You know, and the beautiful part of that is they have jurisdiction everywhere in the state.
Right. Yeah. The same way y'all do anywhere in the county.
Yep.
All right, coming right back. Your questions, got some coming in already. For Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, it's your chance this hour to ask the sheriff.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along and your chance to ask the sheriff, Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest. Let's get a few of these from the text line. And yes, Marty and others, I did get the Gomer Pyle, citizens arrest, Listen, y'all, Marty, you made me laugh. Billy D says, question for the sheriff. Do you know the process in order to get an advanced concealed carry so I can carry my firearm into a church or school or other places such as that?
You know, there are some states, I think Florida has that. I believe Mississippi does, but we don't
have an advanced.
Don't have that, no.
This one, question for the sheriff. Is it true Mobile is ranked second or third most dangerous city in the United States?
No, that publication has been debunked several times. And I believe last year when it was floating around, they actually had to issue a retraction on that.
So. Yeah, I remember that. It had come out. Now, B-Dark says, the sheriff is federalizing the local police. That's the first step to martial law.
Federalized.
But you're not. I mean, it would be state level. If you if first of all, he's not doing it, but if you called on it, it would be Aaliyah, not National Guard.
Correct.
It would be Aaliyah investigators, would it be state troopers, those kind of?
Right. Yeah. Okay. State troopers, they're investigators. Yeah. So now that don't know where the federal part of it's coming in.
Fred asks, how is the right to detain different from a citizen's arrest? Is it the same?
It's basically the same in a legal sense. You know, a good example is, you know, the incident on the New York subway a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, where the, you know, offender died as a result of a chokehold. You know, that individual was simply trying to detain that person and stop that attack, you know, until law enforcement get there. Just unfortunately, he died.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about, it never did manifest itself in law enforcement, but I mean, I've broken up a fight before and had somebody in a hold trying to keep them from fighting.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's you're detaining somebody at that point in time.
This question's from Popo says, I know one time there was a discussion to divide Pritchard among Saraland, Chickasaw, and Mobile. Is that still an option?
Not. I mean, down the road, possibly. You know, Pritchard is staying afloat, you know, so far. You know, that they're, believe it or not, their crime is down, you know, over the last couple of months. But, you know, I will say we being the sheriff's office, has spent a lot of time in there over the last several months and continue to.
Yeah, you've talked about this, and not just, if I remember correctly, not just being there, well, being there physically, but also on the backside for, like, the reports and things, right? Wasn't that part of it? Like
they're major crimes. We are doing all of their violent crime cases. And
what does that mean? Y'all are doing them, say?
Homicides, robberies, you know, we will be the initial responders. You know, when those kind of calls come in, 911 will transfer those to the sheriff's office. And that way, you know, the integrity of the scene is kept intact, okay, you know, by just sheriff's office personnel. You know, and there are, have been occasions where Pritchard, you know, would show up before us because, you know, they're a small community and respond, but there's been no problems, you know, thus far.
And y'all fill out the reports and all that stuff?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. We might get another question on that coming up. I do want to ask this kind of a blanket question, but I think I had it on the show last week. Around 500 illegal immigration or people suspected of illegal immigration were busted in Mobile and Baldwin County from May something through like last week. That's a, to me, even though I said that number seems big and then my text line went crazy, like there's 50,000. I don't know, but that, did that surprise you? Or?
Yeah, I mean, locally that, you know, is a decent sized number. And again, I can say, you know, my personal experience with these operations is they truly are, at least the agents here, truly are targeting those individuals with criminal backgrounds. And, you know, they just got one this morning. They picked up several, but one of them had a murder conviction. And so,
so
you know,
a murder conviction.
Not in Mobile, but close by.
And, so got a murder conviction, they fled or?
Yep. So, well, they have been here. What we're finding out is, you know, Illinois being a sanctuary state, a lot of these individuals have IDs, state-issued IDs from the state of Illinois.
So they go up there.
So that's an automatic flag. And so they go up there and are able to get an ID and wander around the country.
Interesting. So Illinois is a big one when you pick up folks here.
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder about this, too, the 500, but then to see, like, there's another bus today, and there have been bus since then. This is not even, this is, like, human side of it. You'd think that if somebody was illegal right now with the pressure that's going on, that they would not be out on the, like, job site. Most of these have been job site bust.
Yeah, and you know, but the flip side of that is, you know, they're here, they've got to make a living while they're here. And so, you know, if they stay holed up somewhere, you know,
don't make any money.
Not gonna make any money, and you know, what's the point of being here?
Right. Well, I mean, but it seems like it's a regular enough occurrence. The way I'm seeing it through the news, it may not be in the broad scope of things, but a regular enough occurrence that you go, well, today may be my last day.
Yeah. Or it might be time to accept that $1,000 in a plane trip back, and you know, and head back and do it the right way.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering if there's a secondary influence, just the same way, you know, we talked about it when there was a backlog of cases during COVID that people weren't pleading. Because why would they? If I'm not going to see the courtroom for 2 years, you're not going to get me to plead anything now. I wonder if the 500 arrest, you know, detentions means 5,000 that go, yeah, it's pretty hot right now. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, the secondary effect of that.
And there has to be. You know, I don't want to go into a lot of details, but there was an operation here in Mobile that, you know, we worked jointly with, and it was a fair number of folks. They picked up. There were multiple people staying in multiple houses, and in nice neighborhood. They picked up a fair number of them, and then the other ones just have kind of disappeared. So
okay, and, so maybe that effect is happening.
Yep.
Yeah, and that, we'll come back. I want to talk more about this because I wonder too. Just something like in the dragnet that's going on here. Do you think there are? Or had there been any numbers out, people picked up that are actually legal? You know, they got work visas and all.
Now, we've encountered them, but we've not picked up.
Okay.
You know, actually, they had one stop on the interstate this morning. Just that situation. He had his paperwork. He's here legally.
Going
to try to do it the right way.
Good stuff. All right, coming right back with Sheriff Birch.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And a heads up, right now, summertime is continuing. So are the summer sales at Adventure Earth Bicycles. So that's my buddy Clint Jameson, Adventure Earth Bicycles, with the e-bike 70-plus in stock at any point. And what's great about that, just like years ago when I got mine, you kind of describe to Clint what you want to do with the bike, and he'll select something like, you probably want to check this one out, and you can take a test ride and see what it's all about, which, by the way, you'll have a smile plastered on your face after you do that. You take that test ride, check the bike out, and because there's e-bikes for somebody who never gets off pavement. There's e-bikes for somebody who's kind of hybrid. Mine's a pretty much an off-road e-bike. They make them in all different designs, and I'll tell you this. I'm jealous of some of the innovations that have come since I got mine. They've got, my buddy Mike Ward's got his with the saddle seat, and it's got a shock absorber in the post to the seat. I mean, it's like riding in a Cadillac, man. All those features and then everything that goes on those bikes, the panniers, the carriers, you could have your water bottle, your cell phone, your handgun, your fishing rods. There's holders for everything that go on them, and they're all in stock at Adventure Earth Bicycles. And as always, to remind you that they have 400 of what Clint calls the Amish bikes, the non-e-bikes, in stock at any time. They're at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, kind of catty-cornered across from Roost Chris. They're online at adventure-earth.com, Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. All right, continue our conversation with Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, who rides bicycle from time to time as well.
I can say, I've got four Amish bikes from Clint. Yeah. two for myself, one for my wife, and one for my daughter. So
yeah, you can't. That's why I tell folks. I said you go in there and buy a bike. Yeah. Well, don't start with the. Okay. People say the same thing to me, Sheriff, all the time. Here's the deal: if it was an Amish bike, I wouldn't ride it. The e-bike, I have it in the assist mode, so soft sand going up a hill, it kicks in. The rest of the time, I'm pedaling it, and it's fun. So I ride more days of the week, longer distance. Because if it was not, I'd probably use it to hold clothes. I'd put some clothes up on it or something. So for me, it's been good. You're better. You just straight Amish bike the whole time. And you cannot, by the way, dads and moms, you can't just buy one. If you get one.
Absolutely. You have to get one for your family.
That's right. Yeah, it's not it's not a one thing. All right. From the text line here, Jack says, have you been able to get the sheriff's boat on the water yet? And if so, how is it going?
It's going well. We've actually, our SWAT boat, which is kind of the most visible boat, is currently being repowered, but we've had our newer boat on the water as well as one of our smaller ones, the bay boat. So it's, and we're not, we're not doing enforcement. We're out there, just kind of mingling, with citizens and, making sure everybody's, good to go. And, we've towed a couple people in that needed it. And, that's what we're there for.
And also, I mean, y'all got to have those boats ready for when it's tough times, with search and rescue and that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, and we again, that's why we've got the one big boat that's our newest one. We keep it close by, I guess, the Brooklyn area, so it can be deployed, in a number of different locations. We have an agreement with the Coast Guard that, that's because they're basically across the street from the facility, and we can drop in one of their launches and get most anywhere. It's a pretty fast boat, so.
There you go. So there you go, Jack. There's the answer to it. Billy D says to ask the mayor if you got a dog in the hunt in the Mobile mayoral race. You know that was coming.
Well, I live in the county, so I don't. I can say that, I personally know all four candidates, and, the sheriff's office would not have any problem working with any of the candidates, or their administration. So. But I live in the county, so I don't have a vote in that race.
I'm going to ask you a question about that in a little bit here. Clem says the problem with immigration is the business model of so many businesses is based upon cheap illegal labor.
It is, especially the construction industry.
And we've become addicted to that price point. All right. Sims guy says, once my concealed carry permit expires, how long do I wait to renew?
Once it expires, you can renew it at any time, and the easiest way is online. And you don't have to bother get out and drive downtown and all that. You do it online. And
can we do our public service announcement? This one I think is important, and that's why I do it every time you're here. If you're going to renew, which one do you get?
The 5-year.
Because, y'all, if you get the lifetime, 100% of that goes to Montgomery.
Correct.
So just it's like Machiavelli. I don't know if they – I've said this to you 10 times. I don't know if they just didn't think about it or they thought about – if they thought about it, that's wicked.
Yeah, well, another important point I like to make about the permits is the – you can now use a permit in lieu of a NICS check when you go purchase a weapon, either, at a gun show or a gun store, pawn shop, whatever. There are many people who have common names who have to wait maybe several days before they're able to pick up what they're there to purchase. If you have to permit, you walk out the door with it.
You go. Another reason for it. Dave says, question for Sheriff Birch. I may have missed this if asked already, but is Mobile County Sheriff's Office going to get body/dash cameras?
Yes and no.
Okay.
We did just, we're in the process of bidding out some dash cams. I'm opposed to body cams. We're not going to do that, but we are going to start putting dash cams in the patrol vehicles and our special operations vehicles, primarily because we've started doing so many pit maneuvers.
Mm-hmm. And explain to folks pit maneuver.
It's pursuit intervention technique. And my policy is if someone flees and starts a pursuit, we are to terminate that pursuit as soon as we are able to safely, so that it don't continue through the city or continue through the county and injure innocent people.
It's a move to vehicle.
We basically wreck them out.
Spin them
around. There's a technique to it. And
You aren't just going demolition derby. No. There's a technique, because I know you send deputies to school.
We send them to training. They have specially designed bumpers on the front of the vehicles where if there's some damage to one of the wings, there's two bolts, you unbolt it, pop a new wing on. It's not that expensive, and you're back up and running. But it's been very effective. For legal challenges as to whether it was needed and all that, I thought, it may be good to start having some of those events, captured on camera. And so we will be, purchasing those very, very soon and get them installed. And we'll have them set up. We're about to be up and running with our real-time crime center, at the office. And we'll be able to monitor some of those when they go live, which will be pretty neat.
So the real-time crime center is what? How does that work?
Well, basically it's a wall of monitors, and it's tied in with communications, and it's for any major event. Should there be a mass shooting or something going on at a school, heaven forbid, we can go live, get our command staff in there, and our SWAT commander and sit and watch and be able to monitor the situation live.
I said I was going to come back to one. For those of us living in the county, and I'm thinking about where I live in the county, growth is unprecedented. But I mean, it's a lot of people moving in to where we are, and I'm out Airport Boulevard and non-annexed area. How do you deal with that? Because that area before, I mean, it's going to, I don't know, triple, quadruple in the number of people live out there pretty soon.
It is.
And it's on y'all at the Sheriff's Department. It's not on MPD.
If they're outside the city limits, then it's on us. And
I mean, just houses and businesses.
I've seen that, out off Airport, some areas out off Cottage Hill. But, I've got family in Baldwin County as well who kind of bought in a smaller neighborhood to, have a little bit of property. And there are neighborhoods with several hundred home plots popping up everywhere. One in particular, they're having to build two schools just to account for the number of houses that are being built in that area. And I don't know that Mobile or Baldwin County's infrastructure can handle how rapid the population's growing.
Yeah, I mean, you get it in the county and you think, okay, not that y'all do, I mean, y'all serve the whole county. We talked about for Pritchard and suburban, urban interfaces, all that, but there's a lot of what y'all do is less densely populated parts
right.
of our
and
area.
That's our primary that's responsibility. Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, there's going to be areas that are going to be, area by me is going to be as densely populated as areas inside the city limits of Mobile.
Right. You know, and what happens is when you have those real densely populated, you know, neighborhoods or, you know, communities, you know, you can't just assign one deputy to that because they're going to be, you know, with that many people, there are going to be domestics, there's going to be other mm-hmm. incidents that, you know, you've got to have additional deputies to be able to cover that. And you know, that's, you know, all falls back on tax money.
Let's go back to the text line. Joey said, my permit expired in June, I believe. I had a 5-year. I'm going to get another 5-year. Can I do that online or do I have to go in?
They prefer you go in to get an updated photo. But we have had instances where, you know, the people wanted to have a permit and, you know, maybe had some physical limitations to get in, you know, that they can pull your driver's license photo. And you still go through the same process. They'll do a background check, but, you know, it won't be a current photo. We prefer to come in and get a current photo done.
The question here, why is the sheriff opposed to body cameras?
There's just still a lot of, I guess, unanswered legal questions about how long you have to store it, you know, and the right now we wouldn't have the capability to store body cam footage, you know, that with the amount of, you know, I guess computers that you have to do all that. And if you just look, anytime there's an incident with a body cam, and most of the time, not 100%, most of the time it's, you know, everything is lawful what happened, mm-hmm. but the controversy surrounding that, and I said, there's not a lot of good policy out there yet. You know, I'm not saying we won't get there one day, but we're not there yet.
Okay, this is from Bill. Bill says, for the sheriff, there's a problem house in my neighborhood, vandalism, theft, trespassing. Can't the problem residents be trespassed from a public street? It's a short dead-end street with three houses on it. They terrorize. These residents are causing real problems for the neighborhood. The sheriff's office has been to this house about a month ago, but I don't know why. It would be nice if they could be arrested for just entering the street that they are terrorizing.
Well, you know, a public street is just that. You know, it's a public street. And, you know, they have just as much right to be on it as anyone else. But, you know, I will segue into, you know, our website. You know, you can go to our website to Crime Tips and submit a crime tip anonymously, and we address every single one of those that we get.
Okay.
So
there's a, I mean, if you got that problem,
yeah,
address it.
Yeah, I mean, you can call it in, you know, to the non-emergency number, or like I said, you can submit it on the website. You know, the good thing about the website is we track those. So, mm-hmm. you know, if say that problem house, we've been there a couple of times.
You can see that.
We can see that, and then we can escalate our next visit. So,
okay, there you go, Bill. And coming right back, more with Sheriff Birch.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:51, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Your chance to ask the sheriff, Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest. Talking about programs going on with Sheriff's Department as well. You mentioned, I think last time you were here, the yellow, is it Yellow Dot program?
Yellow Dot. So what that is, you know, they're free of charge. And, you know, and it's primarily for, you know, older people or those who have, may have some medical conditions. So you can get a packet from the sheriff's office or any of the substations, and you fill out your information, emergency contact, and a list of the medications and health conditions that you have. And that packet contains a yellow sticker, yellow dot, that you put on your rear windshield, and that. And then the packet itself goes in your glove box. So that sticker tells first responders to look for that packet in your glove box. You know, and it could save a life if you have a particular, you know, medical emergency, and they can say, all right, they're allergic to this, or, you know, they,
right. And okay, here's the medicines they need, yep, that are prescribed.
You know, this person's diabetic and they're having an episode, and you know, they know how to take care of the problem a lot faster.
Okay, so just call the offices? How do we get...
I mean, they're at headquarters. They're at the south side substation in Theodore, north side substation in Sims. You know, and we're going to distribute some more to some of the other municipalities that have their... And just pick them up. They're free.
Okay, so that's the Yellow Dot program. What else y'all got going on?
You know, another... You know, everybody likes going to our website for the Who's in Jail. You
know, yes.
That's by far the most popular, but it's not the only thing we have. So there's information about Yellow Dot, and there's also our My Neighborhood, which is a real-time crime map. You know, you can put in your address or instead of geofence, how far you want to go out and see mm-hmm. all the crimes happening around your house. I say real-time, there's maybe about a 2-3 minute delay. And
that's pretty fast.
Yeah. And so...
I mean, like burglaries and all that?
Everything. Burglary, shooting, and you can, you know, choose and pick what you want to see. And
you know, you filter it?
You can filter it, and you know, a big one is to check for sex offenders in the area. And again, you can expand or, you know, shrink the perimeter of how far out you want to go.
Okay, so that is by going to
MobileSO.com.
Okay.
And then you get a menu with all these different, you know, drop downs. You know, what's real popular, a friend of mine was looking for a house for his daughter who's going to school, you know, to rent while she's going to school. Well, you know, I said, well, check, see what the crime's like. Because he asked, hey, you know what crime's like around that area? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of the city, so I really don't. But you can plug that in, and, you know, he can see everything that's going on around that area.
Right. So, I mean, even if somebody's, looking to buy a house for themselves or whatever, after you go to Zillow or whatever, you can look at that for the neighborhood.
Exactly.
You know,
My Neighborhood.
My Neighborhood on, MobileSO.com. Another thing, we hadn't talked about this, but we've distributed them for y'all, and we still have a few left, but I know y'all do, and it's later in the summer, and I don't think we've had, I think, one story, and I don't know the parameters behind it, but the summertime kids shooting, and not what we talk about all the time, violent crime, I'm talking about mistake shootings.
Right.
And y'all had offered these gun locks. And I've talked about, like, so much in the summertime, grandparents end up keeping the kids because mom and dad are working. And grandparents have had guns sitting in the corner for a long time because there ain't kids in the house. And while I'd suggest get a safe and all that, these things, now, kids can beat each other. Yeah, they can beat each over the head with the 1100, but they're not going to shoot anybody.
Right.
These lock out lock out the action.
Yep. They prevent the gun from functioning, and they can be for a shotgun, rifle, mm-hmm. handgun.
Now, I mean, these are the greatest things. Seriously, if y'all take care, you know, if you're like, well, I don't have my gun secured, we can talk about that. But you say, well, there's no kids in the house. But if all of a sudden, grandma and grandpa are keeping the kids.
Yep. And they're free.
Yeah. So. And they can get those from y'all, and y'all just take them. I mean, it takes 2 seconds.
Yep.
You lock out the action, and yes, I mean, you have rambunctious kids, they may beat each other over the head with the gun, but they're not shooting anybody.
Right. Then they get a spanking for scratching a gun.
That is correct. That is correct. And leaving fingerprints on it and grease on the bluing.
Yep.
Not that it ever happened in my house, but boy, did you. Well, I might have. Yeah, I could tell. You touched the gun, you ran your hand down the whole barrel, boy.
Well, and that's kind of, you know, growing up, that we had, you know, my dad wasn't really into handguns, but, you know, he had a couple shotguns, rifles just propped behind the door. But.
Mm-hmm.
We knew, we were taught how to shoot them responsibly, but we knew not to touch them.
Yeah.
Because there were severe consequences.
Well, and one of the things, too, is not just, this is a whole side conversation, but not just your grandchildren maybe you're keeping, it's their friends. So we had guns secured in safes. We also had guns that were out. And I was trained to, you know, but the problem is mom and dad would lock stuff up because summertime, your idiot buddies are coming over. You know, your kid may know everything to do, but Timmy doesn't.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's nice to have those out there so they can get in contact. Y'all, it's like it's the easiest peace of mind.
And typically when we set up at pretty much every community event going on, and we've got that along with some of the Yellow Dot, you know, packets and different things that, you know, go along with that to, you know, service the community.
All right, good stuff. Before we wrap up, too, we talked about the website. Go there for more information. Concealed carry permits is always a big question here. They can go through the website to get more info on that.
Yep, and they can find out more information about it. They can see the reciprocal states, you know, and that way, if you travel, you know, you can see, you know, who does and doesn't.
Well, and that's a big, and that's another reason for people say, well, we don't have to have them. If you're going to leave the state limits, you better have it.
It's wise to have it. And again, you know, this big, to me, that was a big ruling allowing them to be used in lieu of the NICS checks.
Yes, convenience.
Really, if you've got the last name Jones or Smith, you're going to be waiting a while when you purchase your gun.
Well said. Thank you for coming in.
Yep. Always
good
enjoy
to see
it.
It's always good to see you. Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest, coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile. So how is it really on the streets of Washington, D.C.? Well, I know that conversations I've had with former Congressman Jerry Carl in the past, we'd be talking about whatever, like politics of the day or votes, and he'd say, listen, on the way over here, this and this and this happened. Actually, Sheriff told me offline there a second ago about how that was when he was up there for a conference recently. Jerry Carl is going to join me to talk about the situation in D.C. and whether what Trump is doing is necessary. We'll do that next.